Even before his X-Wing sensors had time to scan and identify the new ship, Corran Horn knew it was trouble. That knowledge was not based on the ship's unscheduled, unannounced reversion to real space in the Pyrrhea system. In the months since the Rebel Alliance took the planet Borlaeus from the Empire, more ships than Corran cared to remember had popped in for a quick survey of the place. Some were on diplomatic missions from worlds that had already joined the New Republic, coming to inspect the latest conquest of their forces. Other ships had been sent by the rulers of planets who wanted to separate fact from propaganda before they decided if they wanted to shift allegiances in the Galactic Civil War. Still others had been Imperial vessels on reconnaissance missions, and a goodly proportion of the rest were Alliance ships with legitimate business in the system. All of them had to be checked out, and the hostiles discouraged, but the patrols had produced no serious incidents or fatalities. This spawned a complacency among the pilots that was not conducive to long life. But even Corran had found it hard to keep his edge when no serious threats presented themselves. The new ship's arrival slashed away his peace of mind like a vibroblade. The sensors reported a modified freight cruiser that had started life as a Rendili star drive ship, not in the neutron star class of bulk cruiser, but something roughly a quarter that size. That in no way made it remarkable or unusual. Dozens of ships built on the same design had been through the system since its conquest. The name Vengeance Dera IV followed the naming convention common among New Republic ships of recalling some event in the course of the Civil War. It had even entered the system on the course and at the speed the rebels had dictated for freighter traffic. Still, something is not right here. During his brief career with the Corellian Security Force, hunting down smugglers and other criminals, he'd learned to trust his gut feelings about things. His father, Hal, and even his grandfather, both Corsec officers themselves, had encouraged him to follow his instincts in dangerous situations. The sensation frustrated him with its elusiveness, as if it were no more tangible than the faint scent of a flower teasing his nose and defying identification. It's enough that I know something is odd. Exactly what isn't important at this point? Corran keyed his comm unit.
Rogue 9 to Champion 5, you handle the challenge. Wait here with 6. I'm gonna go out and do a flyby.
I copy 9, but we are supposed to expedite all shipping in this area. They aren't in the challenge zone yet.
Humor me, 5.
As ordered, 9.
The system patrols had been broken up to cover 4 zones around the planet of Borlaeus. The plane of the ecliptic split the system up and down, with sunside and out splitting at core and rim. Corran and 2 Y-Wing pilots from General Salm's Defender Wing had up and out, which was by far the busiest sector because the planet's moon had moved out of it and sunward 2 days previously.
Whistler, see what you can do about boosting our sensors to pick up any anomalous readings from that freighter.
The green and white R2 astromech blatted harshly at him.
Yes, fine. There's likely to be lots of things wrong with that freighter.
Corran frowned as he nudged his throttle forward, and the X-Wing started off toward the freighter.
I was thinking about inappropriate weapons or other odd things.